My next guest is being brought to you by BetMGM. If you want to do some sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the app, deposit some money, have some fun. Check out the parlay selections, the boosted odds specials, all kinds of fun things to do. One thing to always remember, please gamble responsibly. I need to say that just to make sure that's what you do. Only gamble what you want to lose, because that happens a lot sometimes. So make sure you take care of that. But it is very easy, and I think that makes it a lot of fun using it as your app to do your sports betting in the state of Iowa. So thank you very much for using them, and thank you to BetMGM for being a part of this program. My next guest is Zach Steenblok. He is at Zach Steenblok on Twitter. Zach, how you doing, bub?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I am doing really well. It's a beautiful Tuesday. I almost said it was Monday. I didn't want it to be Monday again. Okay, so here's the first one out of the chute for you today, because I have no idea, but I had somebody ask me, and so I'm asking you. Who is winning the Champions League title? Chelsea, Man City, PSG, or Real Madrid?
I don't know. They're all really good teams. And, of course, I think Man City is playing really well this year. The tough part is that since these are the best of the best teams and this is what the league is for, there's really no top team, right? But I like Man City right now. PSG is hard to go against. I mean, Mbappe is so good, and they have Neymar too. I think it's probably one of those two teams.
That's interesting, and that's, I mean, it may not be a big deal to, let's say, 65% of our country, but it is a big deal to that 35%, and it's a huge deal across the pond. So
yeah, and I think, I mean, I really got into soccer during COVID, just because, you know, looking for whatever sports were on, and it's really awesome. I mean, these are free athletes running up and down a field that's almost as big as a football field, just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and there's no real stoppage. And then the best part about it that I didn't really notice till like a couple weeks in, there's no commercials during a soccer game. So that's pretty sweet. I'm like, you know, you get the NFL, I swear you have a commercial every 10 minutes. So,
and that's why the draft did so well for everybody. It was nice for us because we got to see the NFL draft, but it was nice for the NFL because they made a ton of money, because there was all kinds of commercial breaks. I mean, I got tired of watching Roger. I'm like, why can't somebody bring Roger Goodell, the little envelope? Why does he have to walk backstage and walk back? I mean, oh my gosh, it drove me nuts.
Yeah, he's just annoying. And I think that, you know, soccer, they have sponsors on their jerseys. You see it on the field. You see it in the stands. So that's, I think, where they make, you know, most of their revenue for what the commercials would have been.
I don't know if you heard earlier, but happy birthday to both Nathan. I've wished him a happy birthday so far today a couple of times. But Rory McIlroy, I did not know that they shared a birthday.
Also, Susie's birthday today, too.
Is it Susie's birthday today, too?
Wow. It is, yeah.
Wow, okay. I have to say happy birthday, Susie. I haven't said hello, Nana. Love you, Nana. Haven't said that today. I forgot all about it being Susie's birthday. My agent didn't even say that to me today. That's strange. Okay, what do you want to, which professional sport would you like to start first and just kind of pick through their season so far? Do you want to do,
let's talk about Aaron Rodgers for a second.
Okay, perfect. You give me your take on Aaron Rodgers and I'll give you mine.
Okay. Well, I think that they should trade him, right? He was an MVP. I mean, you can get pretty much whatever you want from a team. He doesn't want to be there. You can't force a player to be there. There's always been, you know, the ups and downs with Rodgers. You know, it's tough when you have the Packers. There's no owner, but you can't go to the owner. It's owned by the season ticket holder. So there's no real one person besides, you know, the GM, but he's calling for the GM to be fired. I mean, he's done great things for Green Bay, and he's won a Super Bowl for them. They also drafted, is it Jordan Love? Is that his name?
Yes. last year.
Drafted him in the first round last year, so why would they do that? You know, they could have got him more weapons, better defense. I don't know why they exactly. I don't know why they would hold him, quote, hostage, unquote. but I think, you know, he has five more seasons in him. You know, that's really not that much. If you think about it, the broad perspective. But I do like him going to the Broncos, right? It's just kind of the whole Peyton Manning over again. You know, you give some your good draft picks or some good people you drafted recently, and you go and try to win a title. And then, you know, I saw that, you know, maybe Jerry Jeudy and a couple other players go to Green Bay. And then you have Jerry Jeudy, you have Aaron Jones, you have a good defense, you have Devontae Adams. Yeah. And you have a good tight end in Tanyan who caught a lot of touchdowns last year. So I really don't think it's a lose-lose situation for either team. I think the Packers, their hands are pretty much tied.
I do too. So here's my take, and it kind of just bounces right off yours. You have two choices if you're Green Bay. You trade him, like you said, or you fire the general manager and you hire someone that Aaron Rodgers likes. I think it's a lose-lose for the team no matter what, but I think firing a general manager because one of your players wants him fired is a bigger loss. I think it hurts.
He's also the player that you would fire a GM for.
If it's basketball, it's different. Baseball, it's even different there. 52 people on a football team, man, that gets difficult. That, you know, I get it, that he's a great player. He's getting up there in age. He's probably got 3 good years left. But I understand what you're saying too. He has a fiance that she doesn't want to be in Green Bay. He doesn't want to be in Green Bay. He just, you know, if they would have done the same thing, and this is the only reason I'm on Aaron Rodgers' side, is what happened this year after the Super Bowl. What did Kansas City do? Kansas City said, look, oh my gosh, if we don't figure this out, we're going to get Patrick Mahomes killed and we're not going to have him. And they go out, and not only did he get a whole new offensive line, I mean, they brought 7 people in, plus the 4 people they already had, and they still could sign a couple of their 2 veterans that were hurt. They went out and did what the Green Bay Packers should have done for Aaron Rodgers. You know, and you can't compare it to Brett Favre either, right? That was a different football back then. You could run. Running games are more important. Having weapons at wide receiver and tight end and protecting your quarterback is the number one thing in the NFL, and they haven't done anything for him. So I get his side too.
Right. And it's almost even a win for the Packers too if they do trade him. It gets rid of the salary, right? I think he has the biggest salary cap in the league this year. So then that frees up a lot more space to, you know, go out, build a team from under him again. And I feel bad for Jordan Love, too. How do you, you know, Aaron Rodgers replaced Brett Favre and did a pretty good job, right? He's a Hall of Famer, I would say. How do you follow up for Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers? That's a tough spot to put a young player in.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, that's the other thing with Denver, too. Not only is it going to be Jerry Jeudy and maybe one of their stud defensive guys, but it's going to be Drew Lock too. At least you have someone that started a football game, and Jordan Love can still learn because he wasn't learning anything from Aaron Rodgers because Aaron was ticked off, and he wasn't having anything to do with it. So he is not. I'll be really honest with you. Peyton Manning wasn't that way either. Neither's Tom Brady. Jimmy Garoppolo said, yeah, Tom Brady helped me a little bit, but man, it was a little bit with that being said. So yeah, I agree with you. I think I'm done though. And you know how big a Terry Bradshaw fan I am. And I love Warren Moon too. Old football quarterbacks that played back in the day, it's not the same, guys. You didn't have any say. You weren't even close to being the highest paid player on your football team. The NFL has changed, and the only marquee player that you have on your field is your marquee quarterback. And that's it for almost every team in the league. So these old guys need to be quiet. And I love them, and they won Super Bowls, and I get it. But it's not the same. They were never the highest paid player in the NFL, and they were never the highest paid player even on their own team. So they have nothing to say on that. And they just, that's the way it was back then. owners are different now. They make money when they're – I mean, that's why I never have understood how Seattle has treated Russell Wilson. I do not think they've treated him well. I don't think they've treated him with the respect he needs, but he makes a ton of money. But that's the only thing that a ton of money isn't the only respect factor that you need. You know, Patrick Mahomes didn't take the most money that he could have taken, but he wanted to do other things, and he got permission from the Chiefs to be part of the Royals organization. And I think, you know, it's just different. And I feel bad for everybody involved, and I feel bad for Green Bay, but it's going to happen. And the fact that you have some people that have really good contacts are saying there's like a 5% chance that he's going to be on the Packers, that's not good for the Packer fans.
Right. And then just one last thing, just to wrap up the Aaron Rodgers thing. I did hear, and I was kind of talking to my friends about it, I think Jeopardy might offer him that full-time host spot. And I mean, that's $10 million a year, not getting banged up, not getting hit in the head. And maybe
California.
Right. Maybe that's sometime down the road. But I mean, he is a Hollywood kid. Kind of. He's from Florida. He does a great job on the show. He's a cool character. I've always liked Aaron Rodgers. My friends, if they're listening or give me crap, they always say I'm a Packers fan. I'm not. I just like Aaron Rodgers. So that's my two cents on that one.
I do too, and we take that because we like Alan Lazard, and you know he if Aaron Rodgers didn't like Alan Lazard wouldn't be there, and he's made Alan Lazard a really, not that he's made him a good football player, but he's accepted Alan, and I think that helps Alan, and I think that's cool. So I agree with you. Earlier in the show today, I talked about the Washington Capitals. Tom Wilson. I said, yep, it wasn't Tom Wilson, the Dowling coach, that's being called a goon. Is he a goon? And is this the NHL kind of sticking their tongue out at all the NHL players and only fining him $5,000 for that?
So I'm not exactly sure what he did exactly, but I know that he had a reputation of, you know, cheap-shotting players or hitting them when you know, you shouldn't, and he's in a league for a while. He's just one of those hard-nosed guys. I do believe he has done some cheap shots, right?
He's been suspended five times in eight seasons.
Yeah, I mean, these kids are, they're raised like that, right? They're psychopaths to play hockey. But I don't know what you do. It's both ways, right? It's like, you have to hold yourself accountable in the league with all these players. You don't want to get hit like that. You don't want to injure someone. What if you, you know, break someone's neck and they're paralyzed and you have to live with that? But then it's also like, this is the game you all signed up for. It's a hard-nosed game and you're going to get rocked. So it's, you know, you're treading on a thin line there.
Quick question. I said this, I think, in my last segment. I watched John Daly play like his last six holes. Looks like Santa Claus, can hit the ball. He doesn't, you know, he takes him 2 seconds to get up to his ball and swing and hit it. It looks effortlessly when he hits it. I think John Daly is great for golf. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I just watched, it was during COVID, I watched a 30 for 30 on John Daly, and I knew he had won some majors and tournaments, but I didn't realize how good he actually was. I was pretty young when that was happening. And he was just, you know, you had Tiger, but then you had this legit unconventional golfer. He's not a gentleman. He was addicted to alcohol. Then he got addicted to soda, was just ripping cigarettes out there. You know, I met him at the Principal Trade Classic years ago.
Yes.
Wearing goofy pants. But, I mean, he's something else. I mean, he's hilarious. It is good for golf. I think they need more people like that, but I don't know how you replace John Daly ever. But I did see on Twitter his son is pretty good at golf, and he plays just like him. So maybe we'll have a return of John Daly.
And he's big like him too. He's not a big boy. No, he is a big boy. Yeah, you know that the Principal Charity Classic. You got to think of that because of Michael Meatball as called. You know, you got to see Fuzzy Zeller and John Daly in a little different, you know, atmosphere, which is pretty cool. It's a lot
laid back, and I know.
Yeah,
and I know that when I watched him there, he was actually he had a little knee issue going on, so he was driving his own golf cart and would just like pull it up on the edge of the green and hobble over and then hit and then hobble back over and drive off.
Yeah, he's a different cat, and that's a lot of fun. But it was just I thought that you know, I just think it's fun because he doesn't care. He's not trying to say, hey, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to wear the right clothes and I'm going to do all. He's just like, I want to play golf. And if you don't like me smoking and maybe having a beer afterwards, then don't have me come to your golf tournaments. But I guarantee if you have me at your golf tournament's going to do well. So I think it's great for golf, especially great for senior golf. I mean, who else are you going to watch? So I've always been a big fan. So.
And then, you know, talking about the senior, the Champions Tour, Phil Mickelson is just too good to play on it right now, right? He can still compete at a high level. In the PGA Tour, I think he's played once or twice and has, like, won both times. So, I mean, Phil will be fun to watch when he, you know, makes his final runs around it, but he's just too good right now.
And he hits... the difference is the golf courses are not as difficult. So the places that he hits golf balls in the PGA and gets him in trouble, they're not on the senior tour. I mean, length is all you need on the senior tour to win. And yeah, it's too early for him to do that. I'm going to put you on hold. You're going to come back for the next segment, correct?
Yep.
All right, but I'm going to put you on hold. Be right back.
1700 The Champ, Central Iowa's home for sports talk radio. Steen on Sports, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Next segment here with Mr. Zach Steenblock. He is at Zach Steenblock on Twitter. Is brought to you by Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It is Small Business Week, May 2nd through May 8th. Visit, shop, or buy from your favorite small businesses to celebrate Small Business Week and help them out with the difficult year that they have had with COVID and everything going on. You can find really great stuff in some of these small businesses. Give them your patronage. Also, go in, check out Northwest Bank. Tell them Steen sent you and tell them how much I have told you that this bank is a great bank with great employees, member FDIC. Zach, I got something for you here. It just came off my Twitter and I'm going to ask you a question. All right.
Yeah, what's that?
Top 50 college quarterbacks entering the 2021 season. Where do you think Brock Purdy falls, and who do you think is the number one quarterback they have coming back? Which would kind of tell you it's not Brock Purdy, he's not number one.
Yeah, it's probably Rattler, is probably number one. Is that right?
It actually is Sam Howell from North Carolina, and then Spencer Rattler, which I think they're backwards. I think they're both really good quarterbacks. I don't know how good of NFL quarterbacks they're going to be, but they're really good college quarterbacks.
Yep. Probably the Clemson quarterback who played a little last year. He's probably top five, yep. Right?
He's top five. He's number five. Where do you think Brock Purdy is?
15.
He's number four.
Really?
It has Sam Howell, Spencer Rattler, Dylan Gabriel from UCF, Brock Purdy, DJ Uagalie from Clemson, Jaden Daniels from Arizona State, Desmond Ryder from Cincinnati, Michael Penix Jr., Indiana. That's a big left-handed kid. He's really good. Matt Corral from Ole Miss and JT Daniels from Georgia. Spencer Petras is 38 on that list.
And then, you know, you have that list come out. First thing I'll say about that is just with Brock Purdy being up that high, I told you this before on your show. I'd rather be the underdog. I'd rather have him be 50th and then, you know, just show out for the season. You also, in this list, you're going to have players who, you know, top 10 who are going to be horrible, who are going to play really bad, and then you're going to have some just guys come out of the woodwork. It happens every single year. And that's the exciting part about college football, right? The off season, these kids, you know, they get a year more mature, they get a year more of weights, they get a year more of, you know, just learning the game of football and learning the certain school's playbook. And it's amazing to see how good a kid can get over 1 year.
Yeah, and I think here's the reason that I think Sam Howell might struggle a little bit more than Spencer Rattler or Brock Purdy or the kid from UCF. North Carolina had both their running backs, a wide receiver, and a tight end get drafted in the first four rounds. So they got to replace talent. It's North Carolina, and it's football, and so it's more difficult to recruit, you know, to replace all of that. I see that. And I think the reason that you see Spencer Rattler and Brock Purdy, for Brock Purdy, they're bringing back, we are bringing back almost everybody. Spencer Rattler lost some people, but they're bringing in a number one recruiting class. So I see why they're there. It's just hard when Brock Purdy had the year. He didn't have as good a year as I thought he was going to have. But in towards the end of the season, when he needed to be big, he was big.
He made some mistakes early, you know, early in the season. But, you know, there's two other players in Iowa State that I'm way more excited to see play this year, and that's Chase Kohler and Breece Hall.
Yeah, absolutely.
Breece Hall, I think he's gonna make some moves this year. Is he eligible for the draft after this year, or does he have one more year? Is he a sophomore or is he a junior now?
He might. I think he's a junior. If he isn't, he's a redshirt sophomore, and then he'd still be eligible. So,
right. He is so good. You know, I really hope he wins some running back award this year or something like that. He deserves it all. And you know, Chase Kohler, he's gonna get drafted in the first round. I think he is a stud. I was talking to, I think it was Stosevich, maybe it was Grant Price. They said that he has lost weight and has gotten jacked. So he's just quicker. You know, I wonder if we're going to have different packages now, but we'll see what happens. But I'm really excited for cycling football. And then, you know, the new stadium, hopefully, I guess it's not new stadium, but, you know, the additions and adding on. I hope it's ready to go, and I hope we can, you know, pack the jack.
I do too. I think it'll be really exciting. So I'm looking forward to that. Let's talk a little bit I want to get basketball in here. So let's talk NBA first. So this is my time where you can yell at me because I'm gonna complain about LeBron James for a second. Complaining about the play-in games. When, you know, when they were 1, 2, and 3 in the league, he didn't care about the playing games. But now that it might mean that if they lose a couple more games, they might be in playing games. He doesn't like it. And I just, this one video just bothered me today. And they kept showing it over and over and over. And it was against the Nuggets last night. And he went in for a shot and two Nuggets went up and he missed the shot. And it looked like they showed from behind and it might have hit him in the head, but when they show it from the front, they didn't even come close to even touching his head. And man, he went on the sidelines and was rubbing his head and looking at the refs going, how could you not call that? And rubbed his head all the way down the court. I love the dude. I don't love him as much as you and Andrew do, but I love the dude. But man, he is not playing social media as well as he used to.
No, I really hated that. And, you know, he's gotten more annoying, you know, through the years. He used to be the big guy who's going to take you to the rim and not care and just bulldoze you over. But now he just finesse. I know he's older, but it's annoying, right? He didn't get touched and he's complaining about it. I'm sick and tired of seeing him throw his arms up on the baseline and look at the ref while they go make a transition three. And then another thing too with, you know, he was saying like, oh, whoever made these play-in things should be fired. He was all for it. Like, I'm pretty sure he was one of the people that had the idea about it and was rolling with it. And it's just so hypocritical.
It's the reason the players union adopted it was because of him. So yeah. Okay. So I skipped the NBA. I have to stop for a second because I want to know what you think. I saw today and I hope it wasn't some kind of hoax or something. Is J. Cole coming out with a new album?
I don't know. I haven't been on Twitter today. It's been a pretty busy day at work.
I saw J. Cole is supposed to be coming out with a new album. I'm a huge, I mean, you've turned me into a huge J. Cole fan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be slick.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I thought you'd like that. Let's see.
Let's keep talking about the NBA.
Yeah.
I watched the Warriors-Pelicans game last night because it was on TV, and I was like, I need to watch Steph play. He is ridiculous. I don't know how, if he was practicing shooting a lot in the offseason or if it's just he's got not his touch again, but, you know, he looks like he's fully healthy, and he's playing with confidence like he was 2, 3, 4 years ago. And it's ridiculous. I think I turned it off when he had 36 points. He probably finished with more.
41.
He's insane. I think he hit 8 threes last night.
Yep.
And it's just, it's not fair. He can't even be guarded. And he's so quick. And you forget how good of a point guard he is, an actual dribbler too. And he's finding people that are wide open, you know, and the Warriors, they don't have the best roster right now, but man, you get Klay Thompson back, and they also, their rookies hurt too. He's out for the season. When they get healthy and they have all the people back, I mean, you forgot how good the Warriors were before they even had Kevin Durant.
Yeah, if Klay Thompson is healthy, and then you have to decide as an NBA team who don't like to play defense on at all anyway, and then you have to guard both of them. That's almost,
yeah.
I mean, then Draymond can play point guard and make you guard him and then pass around, which will be fun. He's playing at a level that not very many people have. And I will be honest with you. I am not a Bryant Westbrook fan, but he went to Washington. He hasn't complained one iota. And he had 14 points and 20 plus rebounds and 20 plus assists last night in a win. And he has, I'm trying to see where he has them in a play-in game right now. And besides Bradley Beal, who is good, you can't name another player on the Washington Wizards. And between those two and what they're doing, and the other person that I think should be in the MVP is Chris Paul. And you and I both have talked about that. Wherever Chris Paul goes, he was with the Thunder. What are the Thunder this year? They are
basketball almost.
They are 21-44.
And yeah, it's ridiculous. I think you have to give it to Steph Curry. He needs to get the MVP. He deserves it. And then to go back to Russ, he just loves the game of basketball. He plays as hard as he can every single minute of the game. You know, he's never jogging up the court. Like, he's a hard-nosed basketball player. I saw this in my Twitter DMs today with my buddies. They were comparing Russell Westbrook and Matt Stafford. They're both big stat pad guys. They have a lot of stats. You know, they win games, but they never really won the games they need to win, right? And I was like, this is the best comparison I think I've seen for both those players.
Even when Russ was really good, and it was him and James Harden, and who was the, was it Chris Paul? Was he the third one, or who was the third? I can never remember, but.
On the Rockets, or when they were
on the Thunder?
It was KD.
KD. He never had a bad game. The reason they lost playoff games was because Harden and Durant had bad games. But he, you know, that's his problem. He can't be on a team with three. If he's on a team with two, I think he's good. You know, it's just having to share with three. But what he's doing with Washington, I mean, he could be dogging it. He'd still be getting paid. But like you said, he won't. He doesn't do that. So I think that's fun. But getting back to Chris Paul and the fact that the Phoenix Suns are a half a game out of first place with the Utah Jazz. I mean, listen to that. Listen to me say that. Utah Jazz, Phoenix Suns, Denver Nuggets are leading the Western Conference. It's crazy that that's the way it is. And the greatest thing for the NBA right now, there's two of them because I love both towns. The Atlanta Hawks being 6 games over .500 and in fifth place is a great thing, a great young team. And the other is the Knicks are 9 games over .500 and nobody even knows it, and that's Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's good for basketball, right? I mean, the Knicks, I don't know if you've watched the game recently, but they're fun to watch. They got some good players on their team, and Julius Randle, he's something else. I mean, he looks like Zion, but obviously not Zion. And then the other team that's you give all the props to is the Hornets. I mean, they're going to make the play. They're going to get to the play-in game, and I think they can get hot and win some games.
And look, LaMelo
Ball is so much fun to watch.
He is. Did you see that pass? That pass he had the other night, one-handed.
He had two of them.
Yeah, crazy. No, I'm a huge and Lonzo Ball's played a lot better this year too. He's going to end up on a different team next year. So, I think that's great for them. It's going to be fun watching the 76ers and the Nets and the Bucks. It's a big game tonight. The Bucks and the Nets play tonight. The Bucks are 2.5 games behind them. If they'd pick up another game, they beat them 2 weeks ago. And I know that Giannis is not loved by a lot of people, but you still, they're like, well, he just doesn't have a total game yet. I'm like, yeah, he hadn't played basketball for that long, and he still is averaging like 29 and 14. I mean, that's not bad on a team that's won 40 games. So it's going to be fun to watch the playoffs, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You still there?
I love the NBA playoffs.
There it is. Yep. I do too. I think the NBA playoffs, I mean, I get, and that's the reason NFL is so much fun. But baseball playoffs take forever. I love, how much I love baseball, but it's hard to watch on TV. I love watching it live, but man, it's hard to watch it on TV. When you can change the channel, it's hard to watch.
Right, and I like getting to baseball, it's just something I like to put on your iPhone, you see, it's early in the season, you haven't done well. However, I don't know if you talked about it, but the iCubs have their season opener tonight.
Yeah, and it's starting to get a little chilly. It was nice today. I think it's by game time, it's supposed to be like 59 degrees. But that's another one, right? How much fun is it to go to watch an iCubs game? It's the best.
There's nothing. I think baseball is the best sporting event to watch
live.
Football's better on live. Football's better on TV. Basketball, they're playing music during it. There's the crowds that aren't really doing as much. Hockey might be arguably the best. But baseball, a live baseball game with some beer and hot dogs, right? You can't beat it.
No, I totally agree. And let's see, what else do I have? We got about 20 seconds. I bet you're jealous because your mom and I have been penny watching for a week now.
I just want her to get healthy. I want her to run around and play with me.
I know. She's the best dog, too. We had to give Penny some love. So maybe she heard her name and when she's sitting there with mom today. So as always, buddy, great job. Love talking to you about sports, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Yep. See you later.
Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Safe drive home. If you're already home, hope you enjoy your evening. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Want to thank Cody Goodwin and all of that energy coming in early in the first hour, and Zach Steenblok taking a couple of segments in the second hour. I have to tell you, as a dad, there is nothing more fun than talking to your kids about sports. It's even cooler when you can do it on a radio that has your name in the title of it. It's pretty awesome. Had a blast. I had to get one thing off my chest. Alejandro Villanueva, a tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is now a tackle for my Baltimore Ravens. Thank you, Lord. I took something from the Steelers for once. There you go. Jamie Gipple, if you're listening, sorry. But you'll replace him and it won't matter. And we'll still have tough games and you'll still probably win games. But hopefully we still make playoffs. If you want to check us out on Twitter, go to 1700 The Champ or at Steen on Sports. Website 1700thechamp.com. I want to give one more shout out for this last segment to Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It's Small Business Week. Northwest Bank and Steen from Steen on Sports are telling you, go out there and frequent them and give them your business this week. They need it with COVID and everything that's gone on. It's been really tough for them. Go into Northwest Bank, check it out, Tell them Steen sent you. You get to see the best thing of Northwest Bank when you walk in through those doors, the great people that work there. It's fun to have them on this show with me, member FDIC. Also like to thank BetMGM. If you're doing sports betting in the state of Iowa, download the BetMGM app, deposit money. There's all kinds of specials. If you're a new consumer right now, there's all kinds of specials right now. You can type in Steen 100 and you can wager up to $100. And if you lose your wager, your one wager, if you lose, they'll put $100 back in there. That's pretty cool for a startup right there. It's really easy to use, so it makes it even more fun. Please, please gamble responsibly. That's a key thing there. Don't gamble any more than you're willing to lose. Because it happens, as I went 5-4 last night with one game canceled. So, that's the way it goes. Also want to thank Built Bar. I'm always looking for something to help with my energy and fill the gap between meals. Built Bar has filled this gap with a great-tasting protein bar packed with flavor, covered in chocolate. Built Bar has 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories plus 4 grams of sugar. So listen to Steen and go to BuiltBar.com. Use CHAMP10 to purchase and you'll get a discount. And I want you to go there and I want you to do this because it's that good a bar. It's a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It is a high five for your mouth. You will enjoy it. And I enjoy my bets for this evening. I have the Marlins -1.5, the White Sox -1.5. The Braves and the Nationals, I have the Braves -1.5 and an under of 9. I have the Phillies -1.5 and the Twins -1.5. In basketball, I have the Suns -12.5, the Hornets -4.5, the Bucks -2 against the Nets. I have the Pelicans tonight getting the Warriors at their place -1.5. I have the Clippers -9.5 against the Raptors, and I have the Mavs and Heat over 215.5. And if I keep losing 3 and 4 games because of that half, I'm just going to quit betting the half, and you can't do that in bet. So there you go. There you have my bets, and see how we do tomorrow. I want to take a chance to, or just take this chance to talk a little bit about Friday. We are going to have a special day on Friday. It's what I wanted to do something special for some moms, and for moms, and give them a chance to have their voices heard on what they like about sports, what they like to watch sports, what sports they like to watch, what makes them angry, what makes them happy. So what better way? I'm going to have some people come in and we're going to talk about sports. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to do probably a poor job of managing a whole bunch of people talking about sports. But it's going to be Tiff and I, and we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 4, if not 5 moms also come in and talk on the radio, and we're just going to talk sports. And it is a huge part of our industry, and it's becoming even a bigger part of our industry, and that's females enjoying sports and wanting to talk about sports. It's so much fun. Here's the hard thing. Sometimes, and maybe I'm not big enough yet, so, you know, I'm trying my best to build my brand. Because there's a lot of gals that do that are on Twitter that have great takes. You know, sometimes we just can't match up on timing with them either being on the East Coast or the West Coast, and it makes it difficult. But I keep trying. I do know that I enjoy every day that I have Tiff on and get to talk sports with Tiff, because it's a different, even though we have a lot of likes. We have stuff that we don't agree upon. We have stuff that, you know, we have different. I mean, she's a Hawkeye. She's actually not a Hawkeye. She's a Sooner, which makes it even worse. I don't know if I'm more bothered that she's a Sooner or she's a Hawkeye, since I'm a Cyclone. It doesn't bode well for me either way. So she always wins those arguments, except for I'm getting closer. and I'm feeling really good. And here's another reason that I'm feeling really good. If I can find it really quick, I just have to hit a bookmark here. I saved it. This is the way too early college football post-spring practice top 25 power rankings. We talked about it before. The Oklahoma Sooners are number one. The Alabama Crimson Tide's number two. I have a hard time ever having anybody ahead of Alabama in any poll until they play or towards the end of the season. But for TIFF, I'm going to say that Oklahoma has every right because Oklahoma is deep and talented and did not lose as many people. They have the Georgia Bulldogs as number three. They have the Clemson Tigers as number four. We'll see how good their quarterback is really quick. They have the Ohio State Buckeyes, number five. That makes total sense. Number six, Iowa State Cyclones. Let's go. Number seven, Texas A&M. Number eight, North Carolina. That's Sam Howell coming back. That's a big deal. Number nine, the Cincinnati Bearcats, who had a really good year last year, 9-1, 6-0 in the AAC. The Oregon Ducks at 10. The Indiana Hoosiers at number 11. That means they have them number two in the Big Ten. Notre Dame at number 12. USC at 13. Here you go, Hawkeye fans. Hawkeyes number 14, which makes them the number three team in the Big Ten. The Washington Huskies at 15. Louisiana at 16, not LSU, it's Louisiana. The Florida Gators at 17, the Wisconsin Badgers, here comes another one, from the Big Ten at 18, Ole Miss at 19. Here's the LSU Tigers, they come in at number 20, and that is your top 20 right there. And that'll be pretty exciting for that new year, and it'll make that game in Ames really exciting. But once again, so... I got a Hawkeye, I got a Cyclone, I got another Cyclone, I got another Hawkeye, I got another Cyclone, and another Cyclone. So there you go. That's kind of what we're like for the women that we have, gals, not women, they're gals. They're my gals, and we love to talk sports. That's what we do. We sit around and watch football games and talk sports betting and talk beer and White Claw and everything else. It's like we are all one big just sports group, and it doesn't matter if it's male or female. And to make it fair, at some point in time at Father's Day, before Father's Day, and hopefully we're getting to a point where we can have people back in studio. It's kind of nice to have Jen in here since we're both vaccinated and we're the only ones here. But it'd be nice because the guys get to have their chance too and talk about sports. And here's a really funny thing, that if you wanted to talk about cooking and fine dining and wine and different alcohol, I wouldn't be talking to the gals, I'd be talking to the guys. So that's the family that we are. They are my other family. And I appreciate them, love them to death. I don't know what I would do without them. And it's exciting, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I've talked about it with everybody, and I think it could be a really cool thing, and I think it's something that could work a lot. And I want to do that. And it also just, I want you to know, it also shows just how much I love my audience and want to give them the best that I can give them. And I think it's going to be fun, and I hope you enjoy it too. And I hope you tell other people that you enjoy the show and you enjoy listening, because I appreciate that as well. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. At least I try. I kind of have my thing sometimes, but I try to do it your way. I appreciate you. Drive safe. Talk to you tomorrow.